Sure, this is Jessica Robinson. I am the Director of Communications with the National Biodiesel Board.
Jessica, talk to me first about what's happening here at Commodity Classic with the National Biodiesel Board.
You know, Commodity Classic is a great place for us to come out and interact with the folks who are really at the very beginning of our industry. It was about 20 years ago that the Soybean Checkoff invested in research and development of biodiesel to look and see if it was going to be a viable market in the U.S., to see what it would take to get it to be a legal fuel for on-road use, and to see if it would how it would work to kind of alleviate what was at that time really a soy oil surplus. And so now what we see is 20 years later, 1.1 billion gallon market for biodiesel. So we're here at Commodity Classic just to thank the farmers for the foresight and the inspiration and the vision that they had 20 years ago at the very beginnings of our industry.
Something that's causing a lot of attention at Commodity Classic is a big burgundy-colored pickup truck. And for all the signage on it, it looks like this is made to go fast.
You're exactly right. What you're looking at is a Ford F-250. This is the diesel land speed record holder. In 2010, Brent Hayek and his team took the truck 169 miles per hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats. They then drained the tank, filled it with B-20 instead of 100% petroleum diesel, added B-20 to the tank, and then he broke the record he had just set and went 182 miles per hour. So that is a fast truck, and that fast truck runs on biodiesel.
Very good. Well, let's talk more about the 20th anniversary of biodiesel and what impacts that has had on the soybean grower in particular.
It's really been unbelievable when you think about the fact that this is an industry that began because the soybean growers said, we have this opportunity with this oil that we have, and what can we do with it? How can we add value to our market? How can we bring more value back to the U.S. farmer? And they saw biodiesel as the potential in biodiesel and invested the money to do the research to build the industry. And in the last 20 years, you look at something that started at really essentially no commercial market whatsoever. And now there's plants in nearly every state in the country, and we're topping 1 billion gallons expected for the third year in a row. It's really unbelievable. We're looking at something that's really going to make a difference in our long-term fuel security. And for the soybean complex directly, it's also paid the farmers back. The investment that they've made has had added value to their oil. And so what that does is a couple of things. First, it means in a five-year time period, there was a study that USB did a couple of years back. They looked at a five-year snapshot, and in 5 years, it was actually a $15 billion increase to the soybean farmers across the country because of that added value to oil. The other great thing that does is it means it's good for the livestock industry and for the food industries because meal prices, soybean meal prices specifically, are less than they otherwise would be.
Oh, explain that.
Well, it's one of those complicated economic things. One thing goes up, another thing goes down. But because a soybean is made of meal and oil, it has two components of it, actually a few others, but meal and oil are the primary components, about 80% meal and 20% oil. The meal is generally why a soybean is grown. It's grown for its high-value protein meal to use as livestock feed. And what happens is that when the oil has no demand for oil and oil trades under 10 cents a gallon, then they have to charge more for the meal to cover expenses, to cover costs. Well, if we can, through biodiesel, demand up in the 50 cent range for oil, then that means that the meal can cost a little bit less than it otherwise would have to still cover the farmer's expenses.
So this is also a good news thing for livestock producers.
It absolutely is. For livestock producers, you're looking at about a $15 to $40 per ton decrease in prices that they otherwise would have paid, and that's thanks to biodiesel.
Very good.
Thank you.